No. I mean thought when I say thought, according to a very exact, specific definition. The definitions in Scientology and their meanings are actually clearer than the definitions in the science of physics. Clearer. They are more capable of being understood because physics is built on a sort of a jerry-rig process. I know I'm a physicist. And it's built on this jerry-rig process. And once upon a time, there was a fellow by the name of Archimedes, and there was somebody else by the name of something or other, and they had a hard time, and they went around and discovered certain principles, and after they discovered these principles, they discovered other principles. And then all of a sudden, somebody came along one day and said, hey, look, there's atoms. And they said, great, there's atoms. And so they added this to the science. They didn't integrate it at the beginning of the science. They added this to the science. And now all of a sudden, we have this great exact science of chemistry being completely out of gear with the science of physics. Here's your exact science of chemistry being much different in its laboratory as to atomic structure and the behavior of the material universe than the nuclear physicist's universe. They've got two different universes now, and they don't dovetail. And in addition to that, there are certain basic fundamentals like weights and balances and that sort of thing. And they're very interesting, but don't add in too many question marks because they're hair trigger, a lot of those basic axioms in physics. They may be or they may not be. Take acceleration. There's some fascinating things in acceleration if you want to go deep into acceleration. Why does a body have to accelerate to go around a corner? Well, it's because. Well, it says right there in the law, it does. But don't question that law too closely. Nevertheless, that's a very exact science. But Scientology is much more exact. Because there aren't any maybes. Up to the point where we're applying thought as a static to the physical universe, which is motion. Up to that level, I don't know of a single maybe. It's just like that. Its words mean what they mean, not something else. And in studying it, one should keep firmly in mind this fact and these factors, that something inside you is liable to defeat what you are doing. So you just find some self-determinism in you to take yourself with a good, hard rein and keep yourself going right straight at the target. And find yourself veering off this way and veering off that way and all of a sudden say, well, let's all go down to someplace rather and play hopscotch because that's the way to get there. No, you won't get there that way.